Cornish Sight Loss Charity is continuing to help people who are visually impaired during coronavirus restrictions. EyeSight Cornwall has come up with a new badge, which they hope will help people social distance. Here to tell us more is Chief Executive of EyeSight Cornwall, Carol Theobald. So thanks for joining me, Carol. This is a brilliant idea. Tell us more about it, please.
Great to speak with you, Barry, and your listeners. Yes, one of our clients and one of our members of EyeSight Cornwall, a lady called Tracy, she contacted us. And as is being experienced by many people, she was more fearful when she was out and about. And she was becoming more fearful, I think, with social distancing requirements, both for herself and for other people. We've been promoting a badge for a number of years now, which is a small pin badge, which says, I am partially sighted. But she said that actually that wasn't sufficient. She needed something a bit more that mentioned the words sort of socially distant. So we thought, well, how do we get something out that's low cost, effective, but also we can get it out quickly? So we just did a traditional, you know, the sort of badge that you wear when you go to an exhibition. So it's got a yellow lanyard, so nice and bright, you can see it. And then it's a plastic pocket which hangs sort of by your chest bone. And it's just printed in-house. It's a yellow background with black text. And it says on it, I am visually impaired. I cannot see to socially distance. And it's two-sided in case the thing turns around. And yes, so we've sold quite a lot actually so far, and we're only selling them for £1.80, just enough to cover the cost really of producing the badge.
I would have imagined under normal circumstances, not everyone wants to advertise their impairment, but certainly during lockdown restrictions, it's a brilliant idea, Carol.
You're absolutely right, Barry. When we were developing the badge that says, you know, I'm partially sighted, which as I say, is a more of a discreet pin badge, you know, you can put on your lapel or your coat, or people do wear it indoors as well sometimes. That's far more discreet. And you're right that people don't want to advertise the fact, but the feedback we've had so far is that people have said, well, you know, it's cheap and cheerful, it does the job, and actually it's given me far more confidence.
Now, EyeSight Cornwall seem to be ahead of the game, because I hear about this being talked about now throughout the rest of the country, but it's definitely a first for you guys.
Oh, well, that's really good to hear. But as I say, you know, it's like, I'm sure lots of interviews you do, it's driven by people who are visually impaired. And, you know, often we will come up with things. I mean, a third of our staff are visually impaired, and we will often come up with ideas. And Tracy didn't know. She said, I don't know what it is. You know, she said, I don't want a T-shirt with it on, but I want something that's just effective. And as ever, you want these things to be quite, you know, low cost, don't you? You want to get it out quickly. It's really taken off. I can't believe how well it's taken off here. And interestingly, in Cornwall, a number of towns are starting to look at increasing their pedestrianisation. So, I mean, that's a whole other subject, but lots of places are thinking about, you know, more pedestrianisation in towns. And a number of our towns in Cornwall have brought that forward to help with social distancing measures.
We've also been working hard during the lockdown to make sure people have access to treatments. Can you talk a little bit about that, please?
I mean, yes. I mean, I think one of our, and others have said it, not us, I think one of our other firsts has been, and this is a developing program at the moment, was when we went into lockdown, we provide the low vision service for Cornwall. We had about 60 people, as it were, in the system. So we had 60 people who were either waiting for an appointment to be made or had an appointment in March already booked. So we were obviously, as we were going into lockdown, we were postponing those appointments in March, and our low vision advisor thought, well, how long is this going to go on for? We didn't know. And it seems such a long time ago now, and so much has happened. So she thought, well, let's see what we can do in the meantime. So we've developed a remote low vision assessment, which is a 5-stage plan. And we've talked to a number of sight loss charities across the country, and we've now been funded to develop it into a toolkit. We don't really have the resource to do it on a one-to-one basis with each organisation. So we've developed it into a toolkit, which will be made available to visionary members towards the end of August. But we've had it endorsed by the hospital, by the eye clinic in Cornwall, and we've also had it endorsed by the CCG in Cornwall, who commission us to deliver the low vision service. It's not for everyone. So we've provided the assessment to about 70 people. And I would say there's been about 25 people it wasn't, you know, applicable to. And we will see those face to face.
So how can people get hold of one of your badges?
It's quite simple to get hold of one of the badges. You can either go online and buy it from our shop, or you can call the site centre, which is 01 872 261 110, and you leave a message and we will call you back and then we will get you the badge.
And just finally, Carol, if anyone wants to find out any more information about Eyesight Cornwall, how do they do so?
The best place is to go to our website, which is Eyesight, so that's the letter I, sightcornwall.org.uk, or as I say, if you want to phone for some printed information, you can call us on 01872 261 110.
Fantastic. Carol Theobald, Chief Executive of Eyesight Cornwall, thanks for your time on RNIB Connect Radio.
That's great. Thanks, Barry.